They didn't know it would do that, he thought, and then put the watch carefully back in his left-hand front pocket, checking first, as he always did, that there was no hole for it to fall through. Then he cooked. He and Patrick ate well. Oi would touch not a single bite. 6. Other than the night he had spent in palaver with the man in black, the night during which Walter had read a bleak fortune from an undoubtedly stacked deck, those 12 hours of dark by the dry stream were the longest of Roland's life. The weariness settled over him ever deeper and darker until it felt like a cloak of stones. Old faces and old places marched in front of his heavy eyes. Susan, riding hell-bent across the drop with her blonde hair flying out behind. Cuthbert, running down the side of Jericho Hill in much the same fashion, screaming and laughing. Alan Johns, raising a glass and a toast. Eddie and Jake, wrestling in the grass, yelling, while Oi danced around them, barking. Mordred was somewhere out there, and close. Yet again and again, Roland found himself drifting toward sleep. Each time he jerked himself awake, staring around wildly into the dark, he knew he had come nearer to the edge of unconsciousness. Each time, he expected to see the spider with the red mark on its belly bearing down on him, and saw nothing but the Hobbs, dancing orange in the distance. Heard nothing but the sough of the wind. But he waits. He bides. And if I sleep, when I sleep, he'll be on us. Around 3 in the morning, he roused himself by willpower alone from a doze that was on the very verge of tumbling him into deeper sleep.